Some of my most cherished childhood memories are of endless, rainy afternoons spent cooped up inside with nothing to do but torment my little brother. Nothing made the time pass quite like dishing my brother a surprise suplex onto the couch in the den. And then I'd laugh, and he'd cry. But if anyone asked what we were up to, we would instantly zip our lips or lie to get out of any trouble. But of course, we always got in trouble anyway. Tonight's story is about two sisters who learn the consequences of telling a lie, of crying wolf. There are a few recipes for disaster, like two sisters in a small town with a dial-up internet connection just looking for trouble. Back when the internet was young, you could get people to believe in anything. You could even get them to believe a tale so tall it blocks out the sun. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents our Season 5 premiere, The Swamp Beast of Bandon, North Dakota, a DTC radio story by Jennifer Schell.
Friday, May 17th. I was hiking alone through the swamps on the south side of my hometown, Bandon, North Dakota. Sometime around sunset, I heard a rustling in the trees along the edge of the marsh.
What are you doing down here, Levi? I'm so bored I could cry.
I'm busy, Jesse. Go ask your mom to take you to the library.
Hey, she's your mom too now, right?
Stepmom.
Right. Anyway, the library is closed. Someone found a copy of The Origin of Species, and now they're going through the whole building to get rid of anything mentioning evolution.
I've been here almost a month, and this place continues to live up to every small-town stereotype in the book.
Levi, I'm bored.
All right, you can come hang out down here.
What are you doing?
I'm making up a monster.
Like Frankenstein?
No, I said I'm making up a monster. It's my summer project. I'm setting up a parody website sort of lampooning those urban legends like Sasquatch and the poor saps who spend their weekends wandering around the woods looking for them.
You can do that? Just create a webpage? Don't you need a license or something?
Yeah, Jesse, it's 1997. We're living in the future. And no, you don't need a license, I think.
Where did you even get an idea like that?
I found this webpage yesterday. Look.
Skunk Ape Headquarters, Okeechobee, Florida. Of course it's in Florida.
Some nutball claims there's a creature called the Skunk Ape wandering around the Everglades. He opened a tourist trap gift shop to sell Skunk Ape t-shirts and coffee mugs and fridge magnets.
What? People don't actually buy that crap, do they?
He wouldn't still be in business if they didn't, but it's completely ridiculous. And it's not the only fake monster people buy into, although it's definitely the weirdest. There's Bigfoot, the Yeti...
The Loch Ness Monster!
Right! So my thought is, create a parody website to point out how utterly absurd they all are. Make up a monster that's so unbelievable, it's funny.
What's it called? Your monster, I mean.
The Swamp Beast of Bandon, North Dakota.
I don't know if you've noticed, but there are no swamps in Bandon.
That's the joke, Jess. It's a parody. I know no one's actually going to believe this, so I'm making sure people understand that I'm not serious. It'll be full of unsubstantiated sightings and absurdly blurry pictures of the beast.
Testimonials from backcountry weirdos like our neighbors.
Exactly!
Levi, can I help? This sounds really fun.
Yeah, all right. Let's get to work. I heard a rustling in the trees along the edge of the marsh.
Then, a blood-curdling howl.
I broke into a sprint, tearing through the brush back the way I came. I didn't know where the sound was coming from, only that it was like nothing I'd ever heard before.
As I ran, I heard it moving behind me. I was being followed. I dove behind a large cypress tree, hoping it didn't see me.
As I stood, pressed against the bark of the cypress with bated breath, I heard a great rush of air, like the nose of some primal monster sniffing furiously.
The creature began to move past the tree I hid behind, and that is when I saw it.
8 feet tall, covered in swamp slime like the primordial soup, limbs as thick as tree grunks.
Shouldn't that say tree trunks?
Whoops. Typo. Limbs as thick as tree trunks.
Finally, it crawled out of sight. As soon as I recovered enough to move,
I ran home as fast as I could. To anyone who has witnessed a creature of such improbable nature as the Swamp Beast, the next chapter of my tale will seem all too familiar. When I told my loved ones what I had seen, they did not believe me.
If it is real, where did it come from, they asked. I didn't know. My family says that I should just forget about it. They think I'm just a kid with an overactive imagination, but I know what I saw.
And now, dear reader, so do you.
Goodbye.
Jesse, comments! We have comments!
What? What did they say?
I'll pull it up right now. FreeThought84 says, I can tell you exactly where that thing came from. Probably some secret army testing facility out in the swamp. Chemical weapons. Pumping that crap into the earth. Can't be surprised when Mother Nature fights back.
Someone really said that?
I know, right? Here's another one from Eye in the Sky. If you are the only one who saw it, you must expose this creature to the world. Gather your courage and go find it. And this time, bring a camera. They want more, Jesse. It's a hit.
Wow, some of these folks sound pretty serious.
They're just playing along. No one actually believes this. Just look at this one. It truly is a brave new world. Keep your eyes open, kid.
Which part of that is the joke exactly?
Look, if these people really do believe us, all the better, I say. It makes it funnier for the people who get the joke.
I don't know. This kind of feels like lying.
It's not lying. We aren't trying to get people to believe us.
But people do believe us. Maybe we should just put a little footnote on the site, clarifying that it's a parody.
No! That's what makes it so funny. If we explain the joke, it's not funny anymore.
I guess.
Look, Jesse, we aren't doing anything wrong here. It's just a silly story I put up on the internet so other people could laugh at it.
I know.
If you really don't think it's a good idea, I can take it down.
No. That's alright. It is pretty funny that people are commenting.
Right? And I'm sure these aren't all serious. At least some of them are in on it. And those are the people we're making this for.
So what's next for the Swamp Beast?
I think we should follow Eye in the Sky's advice. We need pictures of this thing.
Whoa, Luke! Look at this!
What? This website. It's got Bandon's name on it.
I don't think we're supposed to use school computers for non-academic purposes. What's it say?
Says it's about some swamp beast.
Swamp beast?
Yeah, look! This kid says the thing chased him around. It's 8 feet tall and covered in swamp slime.
Come on, Matt. That's fake. There are no swamps around here.
I don't know. The woods behind the creek get pretty swampy when it rains. Maybe that's where they're talking about.
But they're woods, not swamps. Someone's just making this stuff up.
Okay, but how cool would it be if there was a real-life monster in Bandon? Mom and Dad did say moving here would be an adventure.
We've been here a year, Matt. How is this the first we're hearing about this thing?
It's been hiding out in the swamp. Come on, why wouldn't it be real? Crazy stuff happens every day all over the world. Stuff we can't explain, like UFOs or the Loch Ness Monster. They have pictures of that thing.
Exactly, that stuff has been proven. This is just some person telling a story. Until I see evidence of this thing, I won't be convinced. Pics or it didn't happen.
Can we hurry up, Levi? This place gives me the creeps.
What are you talking about? They're just trees.
You know what I'm talking about. We're right behind the creek where that kid drowned.
Jesse, that never happened. It's just a ghost story some kid made up. Like the Bandon Swamp Beast.
Kelly Parker said it was a dare. The kid's brother dared him to swim across, and he didn't make it.
Kelly Parker believes everything the older kids tell her. They love to make up stuff to scare her.
Do you make up stuff to scare her?
Of course not. Here looks good.
You sure my stepdad won't mind us borrowing his,
It's a ghillie suit. And yeah, it's fine.
Why does he even have it?
It's camouflage, like for hunting. But he only wore it once and his buddies gave him hell for it the whole way up to the campsite. Said he looked like a bush that grew legs.
Is that what we want the swamp beast to look like?
It's close enough. The photo's gonna be so blurry you won't be able to tell what it is anyway. Now, get back a couple feet. I'll run towards you and you shake the camera and take the photo. It's gonna look like we snapped a picture over our shoulders while being chased.
Okay.
Ready? Count of three. One, two, three!
Got it!
Matt, did you take my N64 controller?
No.
But look at this!
Are you sure? Because I couldn't find it in the den. Are you on that stupid swamp thing site again?
It's a swamp beast. And they got pictures of it! This proves it's real.
They're all so blurry, though.
Well, duh, they were running for their lives.
Huh, a swamp beast, right here in Bandon.
It looks just how I imagined it would.
I don't know. I thought it would be bigger.
It's 8 feet tall. You just can't tell from the camera angle.
If you say so. But seriously, where's my controller? I know you had it.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
100 hits! We just got 100 hits on the Swamp Beast site!
Oh my god!
We should do something. Something special for hitting the 100 visitor mark.
Like what?
What if we said the beast attacked?
Yeah.
And then we say, we'll offer a ransom for its head! It's perfect!
Are you sure we should be bringing money into this?
Of course. It's exactly what we need to spice up the story. Besides, it's not like it's real money.
I guess.
Matt, come on, let's go home.
Look, the swamp beast guy posted again.
Did you print that out on the school computer? How did you get away with that?
That's not important. Listen, Thursday, May 29th, I ventured once again into the abandoned bog.
Looking for any clues as to what could have spawned this hideous creature.
I had brought along my trusted associate, Phil Dearvish.
Phil Dearvish?
It's an anagram of Levi Shepherd.
Oh, sweet.
I had brought along my trusted associate, Phil Dearvish. Phil is an expert at cryptozoology. I hoped he would be able to help me track the beast back to its lair.
We followed the beast's enormous footprints through the mud of the swamp. Eventually, we came upon a small hovel.
It seemed the beast had built itself a primitive shelter. As we stepped closer, we realized
the ground surrounding the beast's lair was littered with small bones, remnants of the birds and small rodents the creature had been consuming.
Before we could realize what we found, we heard from behind us a hair-raising roar. Our time was up.
Phil and I tore through the marsh, desperate to escape, joining the bones on the ground. I looked back to see that Phil had tripped and fallen in the mud. As he struggled to his feet, the beast reached out a massive, clawed hand and grabbed hold of his leg. I didn't see what happened after that. I turned and kept running like the coward I am. Dear readers, I am so ashamed of the way I acted today, but I cannot go back. I am too afraid. The beast knows my face now, and I fear it may hunt me down if I return to the swamp.
But my friend is out there. He may still be alive.
So, I leave this to you, readers. Find the beast, and my friend, Phil Dearvish, if he is still alive.
And if it appears the creature has murdered him, bring back the head of the swamp beast. I will reward $5,000 to anyone who can return with Phil alive, the beast dead.
$5,000? That's more money than we've ever seen in our lives.
We have to find that thing. We'll be rich.
I don't know, Matt. This beast is dangerous. It might have killed that guy.
We'll be careful.
I still think we should at least tell someone where we're...
No! You can't tell anyone about this. Not a word to anyone. Especially Mom and Dad. You understand?
Well, what if we just told this guy?
The Swampies guy?
Yeah, look. There's an email address for inquiries. Just send him an email. Let him know we're going after his friend.
Yeah, okay. But can we do it on Dad's computer at home? I sort of lost computer privileges at school for a week. Okay. Dear. What should I call him?
Dear Swamp Beast Hunter.
Dear Swamp Beast Hunter, you will be pleased to learn that you have two big fans, right here in Bandon, North Dakota. My brother Luke and I are 11 years old and have read all your posts, including your most recent one.
We're very sorry to hear about your friend Phil, but hopefully it will make you happy to hear that we will be going after him.
We hope to find your friend, but if that is not possible, rest assured that we will track down this monster and avenge Phil's death.
We will contact you after we return from our mission to discuss the subject of payment.
Right. Sincerely, Matt and Luke Gallen. And send!
We're really doing this, huh?
I know, this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to the town!
That's not what I mean. What if we'd never come back, like Phil?
That's not gonna happen to us. Luke, we'll be prepared.
Where are you going?
We'll need something to protect ourselves.
Matt, that's Dad's gun!
I know what it is.
I really don't know about this, dude. Dad said we should never ever use the gun without supervision.
And we won't, unless we're in real trouble. You said it yourself. This could be dangerous.
I'm just not sure if it's worth risking our lives.
$5,000. Think of what we could do with that money. That's got to be enough to live off of for the rest of our lives, right? Mom and Dad would never have to worry about money again.
All right, let's go monster hunting.
You've got mail.
Hey, we've got fan mail.
Wait, really? Someone emailed the Swamp Beast address?
Yeah, look. Dear Swamp Beast Hunter, you'll be pleased to learn that you have two big fans right here in Bandon.
No way.
My brother Luke and I are 11 years old and have read all your posts, including your most recent one. We are very sorry to hear about your friend Phil. Oh no, this is bad. Really bad.
What? Are they actually calling us out on the hole and not actually a swamp thing?
No, they went looking for it.
What? Oh my god, that's awesome!
No!
They totally fell for it!
No, Levi, this isn't funny. They're two 11-year-old kids out there by themselves in the middle of nowhere.
They're kids?
Yes, it says so in the email. They could be anywhere. If they get hurt, it'll be all our fault. Oh man, what are we gonna do?
The only thing we can do, we have to go after them. We have to find them and tell them that the beast is fake.
We don't even know where they went.
Yes, we do. There's only one place in town that remotely resembles a swamp.
The place where we took our photos.
That's right. Come on, let's go. And bring an umbrella. Looks like it's going to rain.
Levi, we're never going to find them. They could be anywhere. Let's go home.
No, Jesse, we have to find them. They could get hurt out here.
We never should have brought money into this.
We didn't! It was all fake.
You're right. We didn't make up the ransom. It was all your idea.
How was I supposed to know this would happen?
This is what always happens when you promise people money, Levi. Especially people around here. I don't know if you've noticed, but we basically live in a ghost town.
I didn't think anyone from Bandit would even find the site, much less believe it. It was a joke. You're too young to understand.
I'm 14! And I'm old enough to know that we should never have let this joke get this far. But you didn't listen to me. You never listened to me, and I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of you treating me like I'm just an inconvenience.
Then stop following me around like a lost puppy and get your own life.
You know, when my mom told me that she was gonna marry your dad, I was so excited. Because I thought I'd finally have a sister. But you never wanted me. All you ever wanted for me was to leave you alone. Well, fine.
Jesse, wait!
It's raining. It'll mask our scent. The beast will never smell us coming.
We watch too many movies. Ugh, come on, why don't we go home, Matt? We'll come back tomorrow.
No, man. That guy Phil could be in serious trouble. We've got to find him. Look on the ground for tracks.
All right, I'm looking.
Wait, you hear that?
Getting closer.
The small beast.
Ah! Matt, what are you doing?
I'm so sorry.
What the hell are you kids doing? You could have killed someone.
We thought you were, well, it's a long story.
Who are you? Are you looking for the swamp beast too?
My name's Jesse. And no, I'm not looking for the swamp beast. I was actually looking for you kids, I think. Matt and Lou?
Jesse, are you okay? I thought I heard... Oh my god, why does this child have a gun?
I'm fine.
Are these the kids?
I guess so.
Wait a minute, are you the Swamp Beast guy?
Surprise! Wait, Swamp Beast guy?
Well, you posted anonymously, so I guess we just assumed...
You got our email then. We were out looking for your friend.
Our friend?
Yeah, Phil. You said the Swamp Beast took him.
Ah, jeez. Look, you guys, I'm really sorry about this. There was a misunderstanding.
It's all fake, isn't it? I knew it!
What, none of it was real? But there were pictures!
We faked those too.
For what? Just to mess with people? Just to lie?
No, look, it was supposed to be a parody.
A parody of what?
Of, you know, urban legends. Sasquatch, the Loch Ness Monster. I just wanted to show how stupid it is that some people believe in,
So you're making fun of people, of kids, who believe in ghost stories?
No, listen, I didn't mean it like-
And you thought it would be funny if you trick some kids into going out into the middle of the woods and-
No, I didn't think anyone would- It was a joke, for Christ's sake, it was funny!
Maybe to you!
Come on, Matt, let's go home.
I'm sorry.
Was that for me or them?
Both. I feel like crap for tricking those kids. I should have listened to you from the beginning. Maybe if we'd put a disclaimer on the site, no one would have thought it was real.
Yeah.
I guess I don't give you enough credit. You know, you're a lot smarter than I was when I was your age.
Really?
Definitely. Come on, let's go home. Sis?
No.
Yeah,
no,
that was gross.
Hey guys, we're still mad at you and all, but you might want to see this.
What?
Oh my god.
This wasn't here when we walked by 2 minutes ago. You guys aren't still trying to trick us, are you?
No, this definitely wasn't us. You know how to use that gun, kid?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
That's the biggest footprint I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
No human could have made a track like that.
It only has 4 toes. Like a...
Like a beast.
The Swamp Beast of Bandon, North Dakota was recorded in its entirety on August 10 in Coral Springs, Florida, featuring Kiara Negroni, Susanna Nonomia, Simon Ostrower, and Joshua Diaz. It was written by Jennifer Schell and directed by Kimmy Johnson. Sound engineering and design by Tyler Grimes. Sound editing by Liz Regan. Play development by Tyler Grimes. Artwork by Andrew Singer. The Swamp Beast of Bandon, North Dakota was a DTC radio production. My name is Pip Gangenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, hey, congratulations on your Emmy. And good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are.
And a very special thank you to Spencer Roblin, who recorded our brand new DTC Radio theme music.